Welcome to Gaming Nord Media. Today I'm excited to share my initial thoughts on Square Enix's highly anticipated release, Final Fantasy XVI. If you're new here, I want to extend a warm welcome, and if you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow my podcast for daily updates on the latest and greatest in the gaming world. Alright, so without further ado, let's dive right into the game. Final Fantasy XVI takes us back to the medieval era, a refreshing departure from the recent sci-fi trend we've seen over the years. Personally, I absolutely love this return to a fantastical world filled with knights and magic. The story revolves around Clive, a character driven by revenge after his brother Joshua's tragic death. And just the first 5 hours of gameplay, I've already been introduced to a diverse cast of characters that I can tell will make my 35-hour journey truly unforgettable. It's an excellent start to a game that promises a deep and immersive experience. Moving on to the combat system, Final Fantasy XVI embraces real-time action, a departure from the traditional turn-based mechanics of the past. Now, that may disappoint people, but this shouldn't come as a surprise as it aligns with Square Enix's vision for the future of the franchise. You know, if you're a Final Fantasy fan or you're just kind of diving into the rich history of Final Fantasy and, you know, and Square Enix, you know, this is something that Square has always wanted to attempt. Obviously, when they first started Final Fantasy, you know, they couldn't. Because of the technology at the time, so you know, moving forward with these games, you know, you got to expect that it is going to be a real time combat system. You know, maybe we'll get lucky to where, you know, we can get a turn based mode similar to what they brought to Final Fantasy VII Remake, but you know, I would not count my chickens before they hatch on that. It seems like this is the kind of the direction that they will be heading in, you know, for the future ahead. Again, but this shift shouldn't come as a surprise. Like I said, it aligns with Square Enix's vision for the future of the franchise. While some have compared it to the combat in Final Fantasy VII Remake, and this is something I want to touch base on, because I've seen it on Reddit multiple times. You know, if, you know, is this combat similar to Final Fantasy VII Remake, or, you know, is it more similar to Devil May Cry? Because that was something that, you know, in early announcements, people were comparing that, you know, Final Fantasy XVI was going to basically be a Devil May Cry replica. And I can tell you, I wouldn't say that. I do think the fast-paced style of action is very much Devil May Cry, but when you're controlling, you know, Clive and you're in combat, I really feel like it's kind of a happy medium, right? Because it depends on the weapon type you have. If you have a long sword, if you have a two-hand sword, you're gonna have that, you know, that heaviness that you got when, you know, you're playing Final Fantasy VII and Cloud is, you know, striking someone with the Buster Sword, and it kind of feels like, you kind of feel that it's heavier than other weapons. I mean, this is basic, you know, gameplay mechanics anyways in video games, but it definitely brings its own unique style, and I wouldn't say it's a direct copy of Devil May Cry, and I'm definitely not going to say that it's like Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's that happy medium. I'm perfectly fine with it. You know, I've played the first 5 hours and I never once felt like the combat was laggy. I will say one thing though, when it comes down to the using your powers, I'm not really fond of how slow it loads. Now, granted, I am 5 hours into the game, so anything could happen, you know, as I, you know, build up my skill tree. And that's something I do want to talk about here, because 5 hours into the game, I was able to really unlock all of the first set of skills, and then most of the second set, because what happens is when you are up enhancing or upgrading your skill tree, you have two layers of one action. So you have your initial, you know, your initial upgrade, and then you can also upgrade that to be that same skill to be a little bit more powerful. I'm almost done with the first, the outer circle of the skill tree. And I don't know if that was meant to be that way or what, but I thought that was kind of weird, being 5 hours in and already kind of completing one level of the skill tree. But you know, there's so much more of the world to explore. We've heard it before, you know, we've heard it around the internet that it does take anywhere from, you know, depending on your play style, anywhere from 30 to 45 hours to complete, which aligns perfectly with other Final Fantasy games. So, you know, it's its own feeling. So, but however, with all of that said, what truly shines, and I can tell you this right now because it blew me away like no tomorrow, is the breathtaking graphics, okay? So currently, I am playing on the graphics mode, and the reason I chose graphics over performance is we've heard over the past couple of days that the performance mode does have some issues. Where it does drop down to the high 30s at most points. And, you know, I look at that as, should I deal with the frame, the lacking, or the, I should say, yeah, the lacking of frames per second on the performance mode, or should I just go all into graphics and just really immerse myself in this world with the stunning visuals that the PlayStation 5 can give us? You know, we've seen it before in Horizon Forbidden West, God of War, you know, even Miles Morales, Spider-Man, we've seen those. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to put aside the 60 frames per second for a minute, and I'm just going to enjoy the game on graphics at a fixed 30. It's, to me, it's not a make or break at all. I'd rather just enjoy the graphics portion of it over dealing with, you know, frames per second issues. Hopefully Square is going to be patching that in the next couple of months. But either way, you know, trust me, it's worth it. The Final Fantasy 16 sets a new standard for what a PlayStation 5 game should look like. And every moment spent in this visually stunning world is absolutely a treat. I mean, from the cinematics to just the gameplay and that transition between the two, I mean, it's uncanny. Like, you don't even notice there's a dip in graphics. It's absolutely phenomenal. The boss fights are freaking amazing, and I swear the first boss fight you go up against is pretty much, I'm guessing, the demo. I have never played the demo because I wanted to wait until the full game release. I didn't want to give me like blue balls or anything, so I chose to opt out of playing the demo. But I have heard that the demo does cover pretty much the first 2 hours of the game, so there is the boss fight there with the Phoenix, and, you know, again, just absolutely stunning. I honestly felt kind of like there was a Lord of the Rings nod too with the Balrog at one point, and I kind of laughed at that because it was great. I mean, just the way they went about it was phenomenal. But you know, again, even though the game is absolutely great, there is one minor critique I do have, and it would be the linear approach of the game. So unlike Final Fantasy XV's open world exploration, Final Fantasy XVI initially feels quite restricted. However, this doesn't dampen my enthusiasm of the game because the captivating story and jaw-dropping graphics overshadow this small drawback. But I do hope as I progress through the story a little bit more, the game will start opening up and kind of feel like it's more semi-open world. But the first 5 hours of the game, you know, really be ready to just walk down a path and, you know, and then complete a quest. It's nothing too crazy. Once you get to the hideout, which is the main hub of the game, where you can, you know, buy food, go to the blacksmith, you know, buy potions and so forth. There are two side quests that pop up. They're super simple. One is going to, you know, fetching some wood from the store that's literally like right behind the character that gives you the side quest. There's another one where you have to deliver, like, serve three people some food. You know, and it's great because it does have some story building there, and with those characters, the bartender, and of course, you know, like the blacksmith. You go to the blacksmith, get stuff crafted, and you know, so it does build up. It doesn't feel like The Witcher 3, where you have to collect berries for no reason, right? That was one side quest early on in the game that I always laughed at. But, you know, it definitely, all of it connects in a way. So it's not necessarily a break it for the game. I do think it heightens it more because it just gives backstory to those characters. And when you go, you kind of have a, you know, understanding, you know, likeness to them. So that is really the only critique I have. You know, a delightful surprise for fans, though, of the original Final Fantasy is a nod to the classic game. I noticed this immediately, and as of today, June 23rd, Yoshi P actually confirmed that, yes, on the second title screen, as it appears, the music from the first Final Fantasy game plays, and it creates a nostalgic and awe-inspiring moment. The attention to detail confirms again that the development team truly understands and appreciates the franchise roots. Yoshi P goes on and, you know, goes on to say, you know, that, you know, his favorite Final Fantasy game was the first one, so he wanted to incorporate those opening moments that you see in the Final Fantasy game, the original one after the prologue. He wanted to recreate that. So literally, the way the logo appears, the music, everything, it's just like the first Final Fantasy, which is absolutely great. And, you know, as a longtime Final Fantasy fan, I can tell you, I appreciated it from the moment I saw it. So there's been a lot to talk about, right? We've been talking for a little over 10 minutes now about my initial thoughts on Final Fantasy 16. So let's address the burning question. Is Final Fantasy 16 the game for you? Well, if you own a PS5 and love RPGs, obviously it's going to be a yes. And most likely you already have purchased it, and by the time you're listening to it, you've either completed or are halfway through. So yes, it is definitely a game for RPG lovers, and most importantly for the Final Fantasy fans out there who's been craving that medieval era Final Fantasy for such a long time. But even if you're not particularly fond of RPGs, right? So let's, you know, this is the group of people who don't really like RPGs, but they enjoy action-adventure games. Is this still a game for you? Yes, I would highly recommend giving Final Fantasy 16 a try. Now, personally, I'm biased on this because I am a fan. I would definitely go out and spend the $70 on the game. However, you know, if you look at the game, you watch the gameplay footage, you've done your due diligence, and you're kind of just like, man, I would just wait for a discount. Most likely it will be on a discount towards the end of the year. Black Friday's coming up, obviously in July, you know, Amazon has their, Amazon Prime Day. So, you know, I do see this dropping in price. Is it worth the $30 price point? Hell yes. Is it worth the $50 price point? Hell yes. Definitely give it a shot, honestly. It's just an absolutely fantastic time, and I'm only 5 hours in. So again, Square Enix has once again just elevated the Final Fantasy franchise to new heights. I believe this installment caters to a wider audience than ever before. And I guess that probably goes hand in hand with the linearness, because open world games are kind of a niche group, even though they're more prominent nowadays around the gaming industry. But, you know, with its fantastic, you know, storyline, you know, if you like Game of Thrones, and that was another that was another thing I've heard so many times over the past week, is, oh, it looks like Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. Yeah, honestly, I will agree with that. It feels like Game of Thrones, like a faster Game of Thrones. But that's not always a bad thing, right? Game of Thrones was an absolutely fantastic show, great books, you know, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. So that also opens up the, you know, the door for, you know, new people. If you like Game of Thrones, but you've never dived into Final Fantasy, definitely give it a shot. I'm telling you, I think you'll love it. There's the demo out. You can play the first 2 hours. It's a little over 2 hours from what I've heard. And it really captivates everything that I'm saying here today in just those 2 hours alone. I will fully disclose this, though. There's a lot of cinematics, a lot of story, not a lot of combat. So just keep that in mind when you are thinking about, should I play the demo? But it's free, so why not? Give it a shot. But I will be working on a full review once I complete the main campaign, which, you know, probably take me, I don't know, like 5 sessions or so, seeing that the weekend's approaching. So if you would like to stay updated on my review, please make sure to follow my podcast on Spotify. In the meantime, I'm eagerly looking forward to immersing myself further in the world of Final Fantasy 16. And I wish you all a wonderful weekend. See you later, alligators.